Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Man, it's so close to Christmas. Don't you feel like everybody's shutting down?
Yes.
Like, emails have slowed.
I feel myself shutting down.
Me too.
So, yeah.
It's almost like senioritis. Mm-hmm. You know you're about to graduate. You know Christmas break is about to happen, so it's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that. I feel like I could work through it and be fine. Mm-hmm. Just pick up fresh. Let all you guys have a break. I'll just stay and do the show by myself.
Really?
Wait, no, I won't.
But two seconds ago, you just said you were feeling it, too.
I was feeling you having it.
Oh.
Man, I got it.
By the way,
Amy.
You set yourself up. You set yourself up for that one. By the way, good morning to our listeners.
Yes.
And good morning, studio.
Good morning.
How are you, Amy? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be here. I'd work every day. I'll work Christmas Day.
Stop.
I dare you.
Stop.
Amy winked at Eddie across the table.
Do it, Amy.
I will. I will. I'll be here a lot.
Okay.
I'll do my own show. 5 hours.
I won't.
Oh, boy.
One break. 5 hours, one break. She never stops talking.
No rest.
Commercial free. No music, no breaths. That's it.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I'm really thinking about when we come back doing like the segment. Kids do awesome things. And a 13-year-old named Drew had a birthday. And he's like, okay, I'll take all the gifts. And then he gets all the gifts and he takes it and he takes the money and puts the money in a pile. Takes all the gifts, exchanges them for money. That stuff that wasn't like tokens or things that are sentimental.
Right.
And he gets all this money. And when he was done, he had thousands of dollars, and he bought 800 new pairs of Nikes for less fortunate kids in El Paso.
What?
Yeah.
And that, so awesome.
And he had a little bit of money left, so he bought hundreds of pairs of socks, too.
Ah,
wow.
Love it.
Like, that's a kid!
I know.
That's crazy.
Man, kids are awesome! I need to have one!
Yes.
It does awesome stuff immediately.
Yes.
Like, it needs to come out doing awesome things.
Oh,
there
get
you
busy.
Go. Yeah, I'm gonna be, yeah, right now. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, your Monday morning positivity right now. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. I got the good news. A foster mom in Tennessee took in a set of brothers. They arrived with only the clothes they had. They had nothing. And so the next morning, she was driving them and a cop pulled her over. They're like, hey, you don't have your car seat. She's like,
I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm not used to having two kids at this age. I'm going now to start getting stuff for them.
Right.
And so instead of giving her a ticket, he got her phone number and had car seats and toys and all this stuff sent over to
That's
her.
That's awesome.
You win.
Isn't that? No, there's no winning.
Yeah, I just thought that was amazing. I thought mine was really good, but I guess you win like awesomeness and I'll win the cute. Like this.
I'm not trying to win. We're just bringing good news to people.
Mine's something cute.
All right, cue me up.
Okay, this pizza restaurant in Florida, they have this bulletin board with notes on it for free things, like free menu items on the board for people. So like if you're a veteran, you get a free pizza maybe. Free garlic knots if you're a pregnant lady. Free cheese pizza for someone with a rescue dog.
It's like bingo.
Sort of, yeah. Like if you obviously you have to prove, I guess, this or they just believe you. But if you're 9 months pregnant and there's something on the pay it forward bulletin board, you know, you get to
And then
pull it
are
off
you supposed
board.
To do something for somebody else too in return?
Yeah. But I mean other customers are the ones paying for the stuff on
the
board.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't know that. She didn't say that.
I was like, I thought the restaurant was just giving away free stuff.
No,
I was like,
no,
I'm gonna go in there and read
Bobby,
the board.
You go, you order pizza and you're like, hey, you know what? I wanna add
I
some.
I like to
have
another guy
nuts.
That was born in April.
Yeah, but you pick how they're gonna, you know, get to pull it off the board.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And once you rounded it out,
sorry.
You turned third base, we're like, got it.
I know.
That's a good one.
So excited.
Lunchbox, give us that Monday morning drip drop of good news.
Well, I want to say props to Costco, not only for giving me a job back in the day, but also because they're going to now have sensory-friendly shopping hours. It's where, you know, like, say people are sensitive to light or noise or crowds. People can come in early, they'll dim the lights, and it's easier to shop so people with disabilities don't get overwhelmed.
Wow. You win.
No, you won.
There's no winner. That's what I'm saying, guys. This is just a positivity segment. Good job, Lunchbox.
Yep.
You know who wins?
America. The listener. Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Hope your Monday's going good. I was on the Walmart website, and it costs $22.95. It's called the Perfect Solutions Cell Lockup. It looks like a jail cell, and it's for your cell phones. And you put it in, and you put a timer on. You can't get your cell phone out for that time. For, like, I'll read you the description. Like, family time. It's
okay.
Like, we're going to
put our cell phones in. I got it.
It says, don't get charged with disturbing the peace. Instead, put your cell phone in the Perfect Solutions cell phone lockup. Imagine no more interruptions during family time, meals, or meetings, and no more distracting talking, texting, or browsing at the dinner table. Just turn off everyone's cell phone and place it in the cell phone lockup, where it'll be safe and sound.
Some people need to lock it up while they drive.
Set the timer and enjoy undisturbed quality time until the judge grants your parole and you're free to use your phone once again.
Okay. Can I ask?
That's gonna be funny with that little description.
That's what it says.
Disturbing the peace.
But that's what I'm reading to you.
But what does the judge do in case of emergency?
Sometimes you got to break out of jail, I guess, and you break it.
See, that's pretty cool for like kids, but adults, like, you have self control. Like,
hey,
you don't need
this is not
a
commercial.
Sometimes
it's not a commercial.
It's smart.
It's called Perfect Solutions Cell Lockup. $22.95 on the Walmart website.
How many phones did fit in there? Like five in there?
It looks like
the whole family.
The whole family. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you put all your phones in. They set a timer. Like when I get them out for 20 minutes, and boom, you can't. Unless you break it, then it's gone.
Yes.
Oh, that's not
and
good.
You don't want to break it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I would lock mine up and then some emergency would happen and I would need to call 911 and I wouldn't be able to.
How many times have you ever called 911 in your life?
It would happen right when I did that.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Monday. We'll be here today and we'll be here tomorrow and then Christmas time's here and then New Year's time. Do you have New Year's plans, by the way?
Yes, that's my anniversary.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to be in Colorado, but we're normally with family during that time. But on our anniversary night, we're sneaking off to like a really awesome hotel.
Oh,
sneaking off.
Why would you sneak off?
Yeah.
You're grown up.
You just like to say that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
I just meant we thought about just staying with our family because we're with our family the entire time in Colorado. But that night, instead of staying in the family house, we're going to a hotel.
Oh, I got you. That's cool.
New Year, because, you know, Christmas comes up and we spend so much time talking about Christmas. I want to make sure if anything cool they're doing, you tell me because I got to know. What Lunchbox.
As of right now,
are you going to Vegas? You always go to Vegas.
No, we are not going to Vegas for the first. That's a tradition that we usually do for the last 5 or 6 years, and the tradition is broken. We're not going to Las Vegas this year.
Is there still a chance
that we're going to Vegas?
Yeah.
There is no chance because we're doing a trip like a month and a half after that for a concert. I got her tickets to, but I can't say it right now because she may hear it.
Oh. Never mind. Eddie?
I'm doing nothing. I'm going to come home. This is the first year that we've gone to Texas for Christmas, and we are staying only for like 6 days total. So I'll be back home in my living room watching on TV.
Yeah, I'll be back home too. I think it's just cold. You know, in Nashville, Keith Urban plays outside. It's a huge free thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to that.
It's just too cold. Like
it bundle up.
I could go to a money. This is like throwing a money party outside for free. I wouldn't go if it was that cold.
Really?
I'd be like money
take
party.
Take the kids and everything. More hands, the better.
I hate the cold, man. I hate the cold.
Tape on their hands.
I should be here because we come back on the air like immediately.
I know.
So it's not like I need to get back on my sleep schedule for New Year's.
Yeah.
So, oh, right. That's important.
Yeah. My husband and I have already decided we're not staying up till midnight.
Sorry, but you usually do, though.
Nope, we're not. No, we're already.
Well, you guys are sneaking away.
It's your anniversary.
We're going to a really nice dinner.
You can always celebrate New Year's on the East Coast, wherever you are, and then go to bed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you watch it on TV.
Yeah, because I can't do the whole mountain time. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah, well, hope everybody has a happy New Year. I know we're talking about Christmas today and stuff, but hope you have a happy New Year. Thanks for hanging out here on Monday show.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy has a Rottweiler named Josie. Mm-hmm. Large dog. Probably weighs what? 70 pounds or so?
Yeah, she's gained a little bit, maybe 75.
So what has she figured out?
She's figured out how to ram a side gate open, like a little tiny gate on the side of our house.
Was it holding her in?
Yeah, well, I mean, I never even knew she went on to this back. Like, she has to kind of, like, go down this, like, get through some trees to get back there. I had no idea she could even get back there. And then the other night, she got out, and I was like, how in the world did she get out? Well, luckily, I found her, brought her in, but it was dark. And the next day, I saw the gate pushed open. I'm like, huh. So I closed it. Then later yesterday, boom, she got out again. And then I go to the gate, and it's open. And it is not easy to open and close. So she must be, like, powering through that thing to get out.
Big dog.
Strong.
Yeah, my dog has figured out how to open this little, my bathroom door with his nose.
Oh.
Like he puts his nose in this tiny hole and just gets back and forth. He gets it open a little more. Back and forth, opens it a little more. Then he opens it, the whole thing with his head, and then goes right in the closet and pees. So it used to be I would just close the door all the way, and now he just gets his nose, and I'm telling you, it's probably a quarter of an inch. He shoves his nose in there and goes, and then just goes, like drills a hole. It's amazing.
Oh, that's funny.
It's annoying because I can't keep him out of the closet.
Right.
But he's 13. He's figured this out. Your dogs do anything crazy, Lunchbox?
My dogs know how to open the little gate. I have a little gate around my front yard, and they just run into it, and it pops right open.
It's like they get a running head start.
Your dogs are crazy.
Yeah, and they're like battering rams, and they're smart because I used to think they would know, okay, there's a latch. They won't, but they know how to hit that latch, and just boom, there they go.
What's the deal with your mother-in-law? Is she taking your dogs now or what?
Mother-in-law has accepted the dogs. We are going to take the dogs to her house.
And she's going to let them be in her house?
She's going to let them be in her house, and it's going to be awesome because my dogs are well-behaved.
They're not well.
Oh.
Okay. You're my buddy, but your dogs are not well-behaved.
They're not well-behaved, but they're going to treat her house wonderfully.
They know how to respect.
Yes, my wife had a 30-minute conversation about how they're going to be great, and we'll vacuum,
with
and
them?
We'll do everything.
With the dogs?
No, with her mom.
Oh, because I've tried that whole conversation with the dog. It doesn't work.
Oh,
no.
It doesn't?
And so there's a lot of pressure on the dogs this holiday season, but it's going to go wonderful.
Tip? You know, pro tip?
Yes.
Benadryl.
Oh.
We're going to knock them out?
Sedate the dogs.
Oh, you think put them to sleep?
A half a Benadryl. Yeah.
Put it in some bacon?
They're just cruising through Christmas, dude.
It mellows them out.
All right, I'll look at it.
Just to, you know, and if somebody's mad at me for saying that, disregard it. But as someone who had a very crazy dog for a long time, hey, Benadryl.
Hey, my mom used to do that to me as a kid.
Well, oh, man.
For real.
That explains a lot.
You know, could we do that now?
Some people do.
Maybe a little spike in her water over there. A little Benadryl.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I have a little game called Riddle Me This. Whoa. I got three kids' riddles.
Okay.
Figure them out. Our players are to my left, Amy, to my right, Lunchbox, and to my far right, our video producer, Eddie.
Riddle me this.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What are they?
Riddle me this.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Oh, I'm in.
Riddle me this.
Got it.
Okay.
The more you leave behind.
5 seconds.
I'm in for the win.
All right, let's go over to Amy. What do you have, Amy?
Pictures.
pictures.
Photographs.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Lunchbox.
Breasts.
What?
Breasts?
What?
Like your breath?
Breath.
Breaths.
What?
Breaths.
Breaths.
Yeah.
Okay. Why have I never noticed what? You can't say breaths
can't say
before?
Breaths. Yeah.
Breath? Breaths.
Like my good friend Sam Hunt says, take your time.
What?
No. Footsteps.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, thank
that's
you very dumb. Much.
Can we talk about breaths again?
But pictures no, good, no, applies.
Breaths. What? No, breaths.
I was like, wait, what?
Okay, here we go. The person who made me doesn't want me. The person who buys me doesn't need me. The person who uses me doesn't know it. What am I?
That's too much. I can't.
My head
the
hurts.
Person who made me doesn't want me. The person who buys me doesn't need me. The person who uses me doesn't know it.
Oh my goodness.
What am I?
I can't. This is just...
I mean...
Amy, take a pill.
Okay.
Give me one, Amy.
See? I'm not the only one.
I'm just writing something
you
down over there.
Me.
He may come through over here in the clutch.
Need
want me.
Me.
You don't breath. Need me, but you
no.
Use me.
No, use dude.
Me. Use me.
You use me.
Okay, if you don't know it, guys, just say don't know it.
I'm in for the win.
Doesn't use me.
All right, Amy?
Drugs.
Drugs. No. Not drugs.
Toy.
No. Eddie.
Food.
No. A coffin. There you go.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Oh, okay, I didn't say this.
Whoa.
I get
that
it
was
now.
A kid riddle?
Oh,
my goodness.
That's a dark kid right there.
Wow.
Eddie Jr.'s got a little something when he gets out.
Deep inside.
We call these real life riddles. Nice.
All
right.
So much about that is true, though.
One more.
Okay. That was true.
Yeah.
What has a neck but no head?
What?
What has a neck but no head?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in for the win.
Eddie.
Tie.
Lunchbox. No.
Beer bottle.
Amy.
Bottle. Bottleneck.
The answer is a bottle.
Woo!
What?
Yeah.
Not a necktie?
It doesn't have to be
no.
Beer.
It doesn't have to be beer.
Bottle.
Okay. Eddie, you're out.
A wine bottle.
Let's just throw a speed round. Yell it if you know it.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
What breaks when you say it? Breaks.
Lunchbox.
Oh.
Just yell it.
News! Breaking news!
No, Amy. What breaks when you say it?
Breaks. I don't know.
Silence.
Oh, shoot.
Dang. That's a deep one, too.
What has 88 keys but can't open a single door?
A keyboard.
Correct. I'll take that. Or a piano. There you go. Amy, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody gets so tense.
Man, that was
can't even enjoy
that
it.
That was tough, dude.
I don't think I've ever won a riddle.
I want one of
riddle me this. Say it, Amy.
Oh, Amy.
No.
What?
Never mind.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes I get an email from someone on the show, and they're like, I would like to throw someone under the bus.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I'm always like, oh, great. And so I'll give you a couple minutes, whomever it is. And the throw under the bus means they want to call someone out for something. And so anyone is always open to be able to throw under the bus. So if you're the one that would like to throw someone under the bus, say I. Oh, it's Lunchbox.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. So Lunchbox wants to throw someone under the bus. He's reached out to me personally. And he said, hey, would you mind if I took a couple minutes? And I said, you know what? You go right ahead. Who would you like to throw under the bus this holiday season?
Well, it's the holiday time, so I felt like Eddie needed to be hit by the bus.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm just crossing the street. Minding my own.
Here comes the bus.
Here it comes. Well, Eddie Jr. supposedly is selling bookmarks. I guess he had a school fair, and he was selling bookmarks, and he had a couple left over. And I believe they were 60 cents a piece. So my wife gave me $2 and was like, hey, give Eddie $2 and...
That's three bookmarks.
But just get two. So he makes a little extra money. Oh, it's the holiday season.
Merry Christmas. Nice.
And he's an entrepreneur. So I gave Eddie the $2. He's supposed to give it to Eddie Jr. And it's been a week and a half, and guess what? He stole money from Eddie Jr., and he never gave me bookmarks. So
Eddie's scratching his head.
Like, he is a bad dad and a thief.
Hold on. Oh, we're talking $2.
Yeah, easy. Come on.
But his son is trying to start a business.
Okay, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I did with the money. Like, he did give me the $2, and I do have your bookmarks in my bag. I just forgot to give them to you, but I don't know what I did with the money. I don't have it.
Like, it's $2.
You know what? I might have given it to valet. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
It never got to your son.
It never got to my son, and thanks for reminding me lunch. Like, I feel terrible
now.
Yeah,
you're going to need to pay yourself.
Like, you owe Eddie Jr. $2 plus interest, because he could have been making money on his bank account.
Honestly, though, I don't think Jr. remembers this. Like,
that's not a good reason, though. Yeah. All right, let's go over to Nada. Nada's, what's his name? Go ahead, Nada, our producer.
I don't know if I should throw Eddie under the bus, too.
Oh, there's another one. Go ahead, Nada.
Oh, no. So, I planned a birthday thing for one of our friends.
Oh, my.
And everybody was supposed to, like, you know, send me through the app, like, the money for their ticket price. Oh. It's been, like, 2 months.
Oh, I see. Oh. I'm on that app, and I see people paying you all the time, Nada, but I haven't seen Eddie pay you.
Wait, first of all, why didn't I get invited?
Yeah, why didn't
you? You were invited. You declined.
Oh, did I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was gone.
Yeah, that was a weird one, too, because I was the only guy out of that whole party.
Yeah, but it was all close friends, so that didn't matter.
Yeah. It was
you guys went to the escape game.
Yes, and it was fun. I had a blast.
But that cost
$40 is expensive for
you. But you went and played, though.
I did.
You got to pay for
everybody. And I paid for everybody. Like, I put it on my card to pay for everybody.
Oh, you're supposed to pay her back.
Yeah. I thought it was a gift.
Why could you? It's not your birthday, buddy.
Right, but she was throwing the party.
No, that's not what happened. Eddie, you owe $42.
Guys, come on. Can we do installments? This is $42.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas. Bobby Bones Show.
We just played the throw somebody under the bus game a minute ago. And Lunchbox did, but then Eddie tells me a minute ago, he said, I'd like to throw someone under the bus.
I have one.
It's the Christmas spirit, so, you know.
Why not?
Oh, man.
So throw under the bus is call someone out for something, and they have no idea it's coming. Merry Christmas to everybody. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. And Lunchbox threw me under the bus, so now I'm going to throw him under the bus.
Oh, what?
Yes, sir.
Problem with the bus.
Lunchbox and I were talking the other day, and he was talking about how, man, I'm so excited, I'm going to go to Texas, and for Christmas break.
Were you talking to Lunchbox or Yosemite Sam?
No, Lunchbox. Sounds just like him, right? Hey, so he says he's going to Texas for Christmas. I'm like, cool, man. So what time, when are you guys leaving? He's like, no, I'm leaving. The wife's going to stay two days later. And I was like, you're not going together? He's like, nope, I'm taking off two days early in my own car. And then the wife will meet up with me later. You know why? Because I'm going to play golf. It's warm weather down there. So this guy is leaving his wife here in town while he goes down to hang out with his family 2 days before she does. And I'm like, dude.
Sorry, time's expired.
You've got to stay.
Hey, I don't understand what the bus problem is.
You're all good.
What's wrong with
go
that?
Why?
See family.
Yeah, hey.
Go, again, what
if
is
she's
wrong
cool
that?
With it, you be
is
you.
Is your wife cool with it?
Yeah, why? She has to work. She has a job. And
yeah,
I'm
if my wife had to work, I'd stay with her.
And so I we'll don't leave know about
together.
That.
Kids.
Hmm. Judges, is this a throw under the bus?
No.
Nah.
Man, maybe.
I think that bus got a flat tire.
Maybe this is the difference between somebody with kids and not.
Maybe, because you would stay back and help watch the kids.
Right.
I just feel like marriage is a partnership, and if she can't go, he stays behind.
Yeah, I think maybe it's the kid thing.
Yeah.
I think you're on a totally different level, because I think you go places all the time without your wife.
And I also think work. You owe Nada $40.
Okay, we have to bring that up again.
And well, your son, too.
I think you just felt defensive.
We've already discussed that.
Tyler Farr is outside. He's going to come in just a second. We'll talk to Tyler Farr. Thank you for hanging out here on Monday morning's Bobby Bone Show. Tyler Farr. Bring him on in here.
Hey, there he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Tyler Farr is here. We did say that you were one of the only artists in all of country music that could come in and identify every single person on our show by name. Now, I really wonder if that's true. What's his name? I'm pointing at our producer, Guy. Go ahead. What's his name? Ooh, I put you in a bad spot.
No. Well, I haven't.
Okay, let's come back right here. What's her name?
Had contact.
What's her name? Over there.
Amy.
Perfect.
Nada.
Good. What's the
Lunchbox?
What's the Hispanic Eddie. Fellow's name? Eddie. There you go.
There. That's good.
Okay, what about this guy here?
You just asked me that.
I know. What did it come to you yet?
No, because I haven't had enough
Don't my bad. Be
upset. I didn't have it.
What was his nickname? You gave him a nickname. What was the nickname he gave you?
DJ Platinum.
Okay.
Who doesn't
my bad.
Who doesn't like that name?
DJ Platinum.
And how did I know
what?
That you were going to do that?
I really was setting up for win. I thought you were going to win. I thought that was a victory for you. I was giving you an easy...
I count it as a victory because
his name is Chad.
Chad. I didn't know that.
It's Ray. It's really Ray.
Okay.
But that's okay.
I really thought you were going to nail it, dude. I really thought you were going to nail it.
No, he got the key players, which is huge.
DJ Platinum. DJ Platinum, you're a key player to me.
Chad is a key player.
Okay, wait, whoa. DJ Platinum, Ray. I mean they're on air. Ray does so much work for the show. He is a key player in the show, but a lot of times he's not vocal, so you don't hear
him. For you, his name's not DJ Platinum.
Hey, I'm trying to make Tyler feel better.
Let me tell you something about Tyler.
Well, okay.
We go and we're at Florida State together. We're playing a show. Our band and you're headlining the show. And so we're out on the field playing football, frisbee football. Mm-hmm. And Tyler comes out. He's in shorts and a cutoff. And Tyler is a guy that you don't know but used to be a really good athlete because I didn't know until I saw you run. And Tyler intercepted a frisbee and took off. And I was like, holy crap, that guy used to be quite the athlete. You an athlete in high school?
Yeah. I was.
What'd you play?
Played tailback and shortstop.
You played tailback and shortstop. Those are where you put the big athletes. A quarterback a little
bit. So you played baseball and football.
Yeah. You put your best athlete at shortstop, too.
I was quick. Like, there's a difference between fast and quick. Like, I ran somewhere around like a...
Don't. Don't inflate your 40 time.
I'm not inflating my 40 time.
Everybody runs a 4.6 40 now. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm not even going to say anything.
What were you going to say?
I'm not going to say anything.
He was going to say 40.
Does anyone think that Tyler ran a 4.6 40 in his life?
No!
I mean, I did, but I guess they don't.
I don't know what y'all are meaning.
I promise you,
this.
I ran a 4.6
40. Yeah, what does
40.
That mean? That's a 4.6 40.
Okay, so a 4.4 40 is flying, okay?
Okay.
4.5 and 4.6 is really fast.
But what are we running
yeah,
here?
Explain what
it's a 40 yard dash.
Okay.
And four.
And you ran it four times?
The seconds.
It was actually a 4.49.
Gotcha. So you're doing
4.4 seconds. 4.6 seconds.
So this is how fast you can do a 40-yard dash.
Yes.
4.49.
You ran a 4.49. Okay.
On. Stop.
Right. Okay. And I got a wiener coming on my back.
You have a what?
Wait, what?
But you do.
I have no idea what that means.
All I was doing was complimenting your athletic ability because
thank
I didn't expect
you.
It.
No, thank you.
Anyway.
And then you discredited my 40. But.
No, I said don't because you knew if you said that, we were all going to doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
One day you come back and we'll do it again. We'll time it.
Okay. What do you think he runs now?
5.1.
I guarantee I run under a 5.
What?
There's no way.
Okay, you need to do this.
Not right now.
No, I got you. After the Christmas break.
Listen, I need my 2 weeks to get on my...
We'll get you back after Christmas break.
I can drop about 10 pounds in 2 weeks if I put my mind to
That's impressive.
After Christmas break, we'll do
it. I really can. But I get it. Let me get on my ab roller.
Okay.
And the treadmill. I don't run on the treadmill. I hike. I put it on incline. I haven't used it yet, but I will. These 2 weeks, I will do it, and I will run it in the street, and you can time me.
After the break, our little holiday break, we'll come back and we'll figure out when we're going to run this. I say there's no way you beat a 5:40, and you say you can beat it. We'll make a donation to charity.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make that kind of bet. We got a month or so.
He looks right. Nervous.
I'm gonna do it.
All right, Tyler Farr's here. We're gonna come back in a second. Tyler Farr. And we're going to play Our Town, your new song, in a second, too. Don't worry. I know why you're here.
He goes.
I don't think you came just to see me.
What? Why do you always do that to me and put me down? So you're like, you just came to get
Is that how I sound to you?
Is that how I sound to you? No, that's my voice.
Here, I'll do
no,
you and you do me.
That's my voice I go into.
No, I'll do you. You do me. Go ahead. Be me.
So, like, Tyler came in here just to see me, you know, so that's cool. So what you're telling me is you... Don't tell me you ran a 4.5 40.
Why does everybody think that I'm chubby? Because this is not.
No one called you chubby, dude.
All I'm saying is.
Dude, no one called you chubby.
My wife makes
why
the
so
best
scared,
biscuits I've ever had.
Dude, why do you talk like
why
that?
Why don't you why come to the farm?
Why do you talk like that, man?
I text you all the time and you don't come to the farm.
Why do you talk? Man?
Oh, whatever, dude. You just do. I'll go hang out with Al Dean.
Man, don't be hard on yourself, man. What's going on with you and Al Dean?
That's pretty good, dude.
Why are we
the same person now? I'm confused.
I don't know, man.
Tyler Farr. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Hey, so Tyler Farr is here. We're going to get into your song in just a second. But something I found out about you is that you're a classically trained opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. And one of my buddies was like, hey, I was listening to some of Tyler's songs that you've written, and he sings like crazy high at times. And I had no idea. Where did you do this classically trained opera?
Training.
I was in seventh grade, so my mom got me. I used to like dance in front of the TV. I used to impersonate everybody. That was what I did. That's how, you know, a lot of people do the thing, I think. Seventh grade, my mom got me in with one of the, she, I guess, could talk and sing, got me in with Debbie Mills. She was one of the best classical voice teachers in the state of Missouri, where I'm from. And
were you good?
I was good.
All right, let's hear a little.
Let's hear a little opera.
How
just
did
a
I know
bit,
you?
Just a little bit.
I have you paid. I can predict.
But
what
the
your
audience
next
wants
movement
to know. Give us a little of a little, your opera. No, any more than that. But just give us a little bit of what you would train. I'm just curious.
You know, you can't just like sit down and pull this off. Like,
yeah, stand up, stand up. Here it is, Tyler Farr, everybody. Hey, Tyler!
Yes!
Tyler! Would like Michael Bolton work?
What? I just want to hear you do something that's not redneck crazy that we all just know you for.
Let's see. Said I loved you, but I lied. Cause this is more than love I feel inside. Said I loved you, but I was wrong. Cause love could never, ever feel so strong. Is that like, or Josh Groban?
There you go.
God dang.
can I have a, just
yeah, take whatever
take,
you want.
Take my water.
There you go.
You can, it's fine.
Oh,
okay.
Right, Tyler's drinking without touching his lips to the bottle. That's very kind of you. All right. And now,
thanks, Ray.
Tyler Farr does some Josh Groban for us.
Sorry.
You're good.
Acid reflux. I don't know what key. Does anybody got a?
Yeah. Go ahead. There you go.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more that I can be.
Nice work, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice work.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yeah. Now you can't stop him.
Ave Maria, gratia plena. Ave Maria. You're welcome.
Yes! Nice work. Nice work.
That was actually terrible.
No. Like the Lord says, make a joyous noise. You never made one more loyal joyous than that.
What would you just say? Make
know
a lawyer?
Yeah, make a lawyer noise. You did it,
make
buddy.
A
no,
noise.
That's. I never know what you're going to have me do when I come in here, and I was not expecting that, or else I wouldn't have.
That's the whole point. You all get your media training, and I try to break you out of that shell.
Gosh. Next time I'm drinking hot green tea with honey in it whenever before I come in here if I'm going to be singing Andre Bocelli.
Let's play your new song, Our Town.
Okay. It's at like 67 in Iceland.
This is Our Town from Tyler Farr. We're going to try to move up the Iceland chart first. Then we're going to hit the American chart.
Yeah.
You and me, stick
and
together.
And are our listeners in Iceland?
Oh, yeah, they're huge. Huge. They love us there. Yeah.
They don't go out. It's cold.
We're big in the Nordic area.
Mm-hmm. Greenland.
I don't even know if that's Nordic.
Scotland.
All right, here is Our Town from Tyler Farr. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Thank you.
All seriousness, good to see you. Don't bring it on you so much. Like, you walk in like you're a glutton for punishment. We like to have you around.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, have a good day. Here's Our Town.
Okay, you too, man.
Goodbye.
See you, buddy.
We played caps and robbers in the streets around our house. It was fun and games back then, but it ain't funny now, here in our town. Just a bunch of kids skipping church and acting so cool, But now we're lighting candles on a Friday afternoon here in our town. We were raised in the shadows of crosses and flags. When we pledge allegiance, we take off our hats here in our town. We say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. We love, we don't hate. That world that's gone crazy, it don't have a place here in our town. Here in our town. The only color we care about is that football jersey blue. So I don't know who the hell that is up there on the news. That ain't our town. We were raised in the shadows of crosses and flags. When we pledge allegiance, we take off our hats here in our town. We say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. We love, we don't hate. That world that's gone crazy, it don't.
Monday morning. Appreciate you guys being here. It's almost Christmas time. Hey, Bobby Claus has got a little gift.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Mike, Morgan, would you guys please come to the studio?
For who?
Would you hand what's my name? Bobby Claus? His Bobby satchel Claus. Back there.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
It's that bag.
I knew you wouldn't let us down.
So,
Lunchbox thinks it's money. Like, no. He's just expecting all, bills.
No, I did not. Eddie, don't put words on my mouth. I just said I'm excited to get that Bobby Claus is here.
First of all, there are a few people that need to be recognized.
Yes.
Ah, thank you, Bones.
There we go.
So, what I've chosen to do is to recognize a few people. With special Christmas little... Why is everybody rubbing their hands together?
Because I'm excited.
I'm ready.
I will tell you, Eddie, it's not you.
Oh.
Great. Thank you, man. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, no.
Dang. Eddie's rubbing his palms together like he's about to get a bit. He was like, here it comes.
Dang,
Lunchbox
hurt.
Is not you. I'm sorry.
No, Bobby Claus, it's for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Whoa. It's not?
What I have, because over the last week and a half or so, the producers of the show have all worked pretty much double time. They worked all morning and all night to get ready for Christmas. No, you're not. No.
Uh-oh.
No. No, Eddie. You haven't. Dang. So I got Ray a Visa gift card.
Yes! Ray, how much?
Don't worry about how much. And don't say
not
that. Mike D and Morgan, our producers, gift cards for you.
Oh.
Gift card for you, Mike D.
Interception! Oh, get it!
Because you guys are on the air, don't grab stuff out of people's hands.
I'm just seeing how much it is.
It's not your business.
It is my business.
No, it's really not.
No, it's not yet.
Am I part of this show?
This is not about that. They have worked harder than anybody during the Christmas season. Our producers have to get everything ready and lined up, and they're going to run the show on Christmas Day. And so to our producers, we should all say thank you.
Thank you. Because they're not on the air.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, now where's our gift to us?
Where's my big gift?
I have yours in my car.
I have yours in the office.
You all bought him more gifts?
Hold on.
Wait.
I got you the Cracker Barrel stuff. Hey, that's good, right?
I was just kidding. I didn't know you got that present.
I was so disappointed in them because I brought it up the other day. Disappointed? Because I brought it up the other day about how I had this great idea, and they still didn't come to me and be like, hey, we want to get in.
We already had gifts for Bobby.
I mean, just really rude,
guys. Then we need to come back in. Will you tell me something good and come back in a little bit? You guys really got me gifts?
Yeah.
I'd rather open them on the air because then the emotion's on the air and it's not even real.
No, this is awkward now. Okay. I tried to involve you.
I was trying to do it not on the air, but that's fine.
Wait, so did you get me something?
No, I needed a group effort.
You're the only one.
It's expensive.
Eddie, did you?
Yeah, dude, I got you a drum set.
No, that was Cracker Barrel gift.
It's still a gift. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Hey, enjoy it.
I got you something.
I don't need. What are you grabbing? No.
A bit of honey.
From Halloween. I really didn't. I was just kidding. But if you guys got me something, I'd like
that. Man, I'm so mad at these people.
Why?
Because I had the idea and I told you I had a great gift and I said it even on the air, thinking they would come to me and be like, yes, we should get that.
But it was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
No, no. Right. But even when I emailed him, so once I said it again,
he never emailed us.
He never emailed us.
He's making the whole thing up.
Yes, he's lying.
Okay, he's lying. He's
making me look bad, guys. Right. Merry Christmas.
Anyway, to the producers of the show, I really appreciate you guys. You guys have done really hard work, and the people don't even get to see and recognize, so... Merry Christmas. And
yeah, Merry Christmas.
Now y'all can take all that bad stuff you were saying about Bobby earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they weren't. No. Yeah. For sure.
You want to hear the audio?
Lunch has phone audio.
What? Is this for real?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I hope not.
Like, oh,
if
gosh.
They were, though, I would like it to be recorded. But anyway, thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Morning to everybody. It's a nice Monday. We're almost at Christmas time. Hope everybody's Christmas holiday season is going awesome. I hope you get a little break. Come back. I'm excited after the new year. I get to start my stand-up comedy tour. It'll be from January until May. So if you're in Roanoke or Tuscaloosa or Richmond, I mean, half the tour sold out. So if you want to come out, we'd love for you to come out. The website's bobbybonescomedy.com. That'll be next year. Be fun for me. Hope next year you got some cool stuff planned. Hope you got your resolutions ready. Get your resolution ready, or are you not there yet?
Not there yet.
Something cool is Amy and Nada brought me a Christmas gift, which I did not expect today.
Disgusting.
Wait.
I mean, it's disgusting.
I didn't ask or expect a Christmas gift from anyone.
I know, but when I brought it up, no one wanted to get in on the Christmas
gift. You brought it up late, and we had already made our own plans.
Get over it.
Okay, let's see what you guys, I'm not going to say it. Let's go.
Oh, I'm very appreciative, first of all.
I am too.
Even the...
Let him
who would you like to open first?
I'm going to open Nada's first. It's
There's two things.
It says Happy Holidays.
Two things. Oh,
well, that's nice.
It says Happy Holidays, and it's in a brown box with a nice little ribbon.
Looks expensive.
Nada's really good at wrapping. I love that. I'm very particular and OCD.
Oh, don't put it on the buttons.
It's
Christmas. The show's going to go off the air.
It's Christmas. It's a bag of some sort.
Oh,
it is a...
It's a dot kit.
It's a doctor kit?
Toiletry doctor kit.
Yeah,
but a dot kit.
Oh, it's a nice toiletry bag. Oh,
that's awesome,
dude. Travels.
For all my traveling.
When you head out on funny and alone.
I enjoy
it. Just a bag. All right, cool. I thought you put money in it. That's just a bag.
That's a nice bag.
Money in it. I'm not 11 for a birthday.
Hey, I mean, if you think it's
this
cool.
This is a nice bag. Yes, I do think it's cool. Because it's a nice one and it won't break like and fall apart like my other ones. Nada, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Very kind of you.
Was that expensive, Nada?
Don't worry.
No, I'm just wondering.
I just wasn't worried about the wrong stuff.
No,
I
was wondering.
Don't hand it to Lunchbox. You're going to look up the price and yell it in the air. All right, Nada, something. It feels like a picture. Let me open this here. It looks like a picture.
Oh. Didn't she get you a picture last year?
Don't worry about it.
I think my idea was to do a picture.
And this one is, it's a picture of Nada.
What? At the beach.
At the beach.
That's awkward.
It's the lyrics to Stop This Train from John Mayer. Did you write those, Nada?
Did you
write them? No, I had them hand-painted.
By John?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
I don't get it.
John Mayer. No, not John Mayer.
Ray, let me see that.
That's cool.
I don't get it.
It's my favorite song.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh. Okay. But John wrote it for you? Or just some random person?
No,
it's just the lyrics. Why are you hating on gifts right now?
So what you're saying?
Thank you, Nada. It's very sweet of you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Go ahead, launch it.
So I could just go to lyrics.com and print them out, and that's
you could have done. You could have done anything.
I could have. Okay,
but it is hand. It's a painting.
That's but cool. I didn't know that was your favorite song, so I couldn't have got that for you.
Well,
I thought
I would
have done a Raging Idiot song, but that's just me.
I wouldn't have wanted a Raging Idiot song.
What?
That'd have been the worst.
That'd be cool.
I would have wanted that song if Tomorrow Never Comes.
Yeah,
that's a good song.
All right, well, hey, congrats on your gifts. Now let's see the next one.
Hey, Grinch. We don't want to take you out of the room. You're killing the Christmas spirit.
I'm good. I'm here. Happy holidays.
Oh, I didn't realize.
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right. If you could see Lunchbox singing that song, he's singing like a conductor with a stick, with no stick. Yes. All right, so I have another gift. Wow. What a Monday. What a Monday.
What's this one?
It's from Amy.
This is from me.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge.
And from my husband, too.
Yeah.
It's sickening.
It's from Amy. This box is probably 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet.
Well, because part of the gift too is he can come over.
Whoa.
And it's got like 9 bows.
He can come over.
That's how many bows.
You get Amy's
up.
Husband for a week.
I'm not a very good rapper.
What in the world?
Want me to help you, Bones?
No.
How much is that one?
It is a.
What?
My goodness.
I don't know what this is.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Okay, that's amazing.
So it's a really awesome drone with a camera on it. So fly it above, which my husband can do for you. But like if there's any aerial shots,
you don't think I can handle it?
No, you can. But
we're using that in the studio. We're gonna record the show.
Like we could use it for all kinds of stuff.
A drone?
But I mean, like
I'm gonna lose this.
It's a drone with a camera.
I'm gonna fly into a tree. I'm never gonna get it down.
Dude, well, don't do that.
You're gonna fly into the city and get arrested.
But. You know how
I'm gonna
get
in trouble with this.
You're gonna fly too high.
I'm gonna hit an airplane.
I mean, no, don't say that. That'd be terrible.
Don't do that. That's way too nice.
Oh no.
Oh man, that's an expensive one.
How much was that, Amy?
You guys gotta stop with that.
Oh my gosh, you guys are ridiculous.
We were just thinking that your Snapchat game would,
It's like I put my cell phone in it and fly.
Ray's holding it up. That's pretty crazy. I would have never thought of that. Like that's the one.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Well, and he can do stuff for you if you want. Eddie, he knows how much you like to video.
Bones, if you don't want
can you hang on to the bottom of that and then I fly you
Let's
up?
Let's try it. That'd be awesome.
Man, you guys.
Tell you what, dude, if you don't want it, Junior would love
it. I never said I didn't want
it. Just saying?
Yeah,
are you going to use that?
look at that price,
can I have
Eddie.
That when you're done?
That's really cool.
Thank you, Amy.
Eddie, you want to look at that
thank
price?
You. No, Lunch is looking it up online. Stop looking up prices online.
I did look it up.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, what'd you guys get me?
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, what'd you get us?
Amy over the years when she didn't get you something, or you didn't get her something?
Oh man,
isn't that your rule? You don't get somebody something unless they get you something.
Right. No one ever gets me anything, so they don't get gifts from me. That's the rule.
By the way, let me block you out for a second, okay? Just for Christmas period, I'm gonna turn your microphone. Do you mind?
I'm in the Christmas period. No, I'm just frustrated.
I'm asking your permission if I can just turn you down for 1 minute.
No.
Okay.
Say yes.
Okay, no, never
mind. Yes.
For 1 minute, okay? Can I turn you up?
30 seconds.
Okay, 30. Good deal.
30 seconds.
Lunch's microphone's off. Amy Nada, thank you very much. Very sweet of you both. Thank you. I really appreciate
thank
that.
You.
You definitely didn't have to do
well,
that.
Well, I didn't plan on giving it to you. That's why I had it in my
car.
Yeah,
I wasn't planning on giving it to you on the air either.
Okay, Lunch's time is up. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I wish you guys would have liked to go on in with my gift.
Then why don't you chip in and you can be part of Amy's
But they didn't ask me to. After I brought up the whole gift thing, they went out and got gifts on their own. So.
You never heard
drone's really nice.
Oh,
yeah, the drone's crazy.
I mean,
you can fly that at stand-up Funny and Alone shows, too, over
and
the
take
crowd.
Take video of the crowd.
Man.
I'll crash it for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You probably would.
For sure, I'm going to crash it.
No, but you can get private lessons from my husband.
Yeah.
She really wants your husband to hang out with
you.
It sounds like Amy just wants to get rid of her husband, is what it sounds like, too.
And you can have private lessons from him. If you don't know how to use it yet, that was part of the thing.
Like, I don't know how to use it. Like, for sure, I will crash. Does he have his own, right?
He can come video his own drone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he knows how to fly it.
Yeah.
Because one time I bought one of those little helicopters.
Those are hard.
I spent $49.99 on it. And I was like, this thing's going to be awesome.
Hey, that's more expensive than $49.99.
I know, but listen, for $49.99, I flew into a tree and never came down. I was in my backyard, right into a tree.
I've seen drones go straight into trees, so that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. And I do love the painting.
Bones, here you go, man.
You got a present for me?
Yeah, I got a present.
What is it? Let me see that.
There you go, man.
This is a car.
That's your car lunch.
It's a 2017 Nissan Altima Key from a dealership. Yeah, cool.
There you go, man.
By the way, do you know how long the Stop This Train lyrics are? They're very long.
My favorite, favorite one ever.
Hey, dude, come on. Tell me thank you for the car.
You didn't give me a car.
I just did.
Why do you make everything about you?
It is. It's about you. Happy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You can't even say it.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones.
That's funny.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
here tomorrow. And by the way, Dolly Parton will be on tomorrow with us. I will be going on a trip. Some have deemed it a mystery trip. And by some of me, because I won't tell you where it is. I'm going. I'll put it on Instagram whenever I get there.
Right.
But I am going on a trip, and I'm taking my girlfriend, and we're going to go away. Because it's, you know, whatever. And I said you could ask one question. So Amy has the question today. Amy, what question would you like to ask?
Okay.
You get any question, yes or no question. Okay. Go ahead.
I want to know, are you packing your Speedo or your scarf?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a great question.
You have a Speedo?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Nor do I.
Y'all, it's just a play on what he's packing.
Like, I don't have a Speedo.
Is he going somewhere warm or cold, basically?
Okay.
What I'm trying to get at.
Interesting. Well, I guess.
Please don't tell me it's just somewhere moderate.
I mean,
it could be hot or cold. You know what? I could swim during the day.
It's a tough question.
It is?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to say, though, for sake of it, warmer.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb question because pools sometimes have indoor, hotels have indoor pools.
It's not really.
And you can go like the winter.
No, that's not, I'm not, but if I had to pick one of the two, I would say warmer.
Okay. So you won't need a scarf.
The two things I've said, it's warmer. Yeah, I mean, I can wear a scarf, I want to be stylish.
With the Speedo.
Yeah, I could be warmer and it's okay. We're traveling over 10 hours.
Wow.
But no one's asked by a car. By
I
train,
did ask that.
Yeah, we did.
That wasn't the one question, though.
Oh, I know.
By car, by train, or by plane.
Okay, go ahead, Lunch.
So, no. Maybe tomorrow you guys will get a question.
Oh, come on!
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to Colorado.
And New Year's?
Yep.
You?
I'm going to Texas. I'll be in Houston.
I'm going to Texas, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll be in San Antonio and Dallas.
Ray, you're staying here, huh?
Yeah, all my family's coming for over a week.
From Michigan?
Yeah, all carloads are coming.
I bet if you asked them, they would say Speedo, even though it's cold here, but because they're coming from the mitten of Michigan.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Speedo, not scarf. Right. Just because it's way warm. That's not, it just depends on where you're from, you know?
True.
But thank you for asking. On my Instagram, I will reveal it very soon.
Can't wait.
Mr. Bobby Bones. Excuse me, Amy?
I will be following along.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
I think this will be interesting. Let's go around the room. Your favorite Christmas memory. Amy, give me your favorite Christmas memory.
The year my sister and I, well, and my mom, we were in Alabama at my grandma's house, Mama Chris, and she gave me a microphone, a stand-up microphone, and I performed on that thing for like years. My cousins came over and we did our
How
own.
Old were you?
Seven.
Oh, okay. I needed a time.
I thought she was older.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, sorry. I was a kid. No, this is just a memory. So then, and my sister was there, and then my cousins came over and we did our own rendition of Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, and we have it on video, and whenever we get together as family, we watch back that video, and it's just I love that memory.
Your favorite Christmas memory, Lunchbox.
7 years old, we had driven from Texas to Chicago to see my mom's parents, my grandparents, go to sleep, wake up Christmas Day, it's snowing outside, and we went outside, and as a seven-year-old, I built my first snowman, my family and I thought that thing was probably 10 feet tall. And now thinking back, it was probably 3 or 4 feet tall, but it was amazing. The first time I remember really snow and building a snowman, we opened presents, then we got a sled, and we went to the park, and we were sledding down the hill, and our snowman was there the whole vacation.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Eddie.
So mine was when I was working news, and I had a really early morning shift. I had to be there at 5, and so it was just me, my wife, and Junior at that time. And I just thought I was going to miss Christmas because a big part of it is to wake up Junior in the morning and have him open up gifts. So instead, my wife kind of surprised us both by waking us up at 3. Everything was all set up. So we had a Christmas at 3 o'clock in the morning before I had to go to work. And I think it was awesome for me because I got to experience Christmas. I think everyone else is just tired for the rest of the day. But.
That's cool.
That was
awesome.
My best Christmas memory would probably be when I was 17 years old and I had to work. And I worked on Christmas and I was like, this is the greatest Christmas ever because I get to do the job that I want to do for the rest of my life. Or at least I thought so.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen soon. But I had to work Christmas Day. I had to work Christmas for probably 5 or 6 years every Christmas Day. But I always liked working because I was like, you know, what are you thankful for? What are you happy for? And I was always like, man, I love this job. So I was happy to work on Christmas Day. Now I'd be happy to work this Christmas if
I'm out.
Yeah, me too. I'm out.
I think that's probably one of my favorite Christmas memories.
Mm-hmm.
That one, and I got some.
The year you got the red spandex.
I know. I did. That's not my favorite though. That's just an embarrassing one.
Okay.
I was like 12, and I wanted some spandex because the other athletes on TV, who I thought were my peers, but they were in the post, right? They wore spandex under their shorts. And again, I was 12, so I was too old to just wear spandex. But I was so proud. That's my big gift that year, a pair of spandex. And I wore them, and I wore them to Christmas dinner, and you could... They were spandex, so everything was out there.
You
saw your thigh muscles?
Yep, that's exactly what we saw. Mm-hmm. So I went to Christmas dinner, and my thigh muscles were all out. And I didn't think anything of it. I was just so proud of those spandex shorts.
I think they call those your quads.
The quads, yeah. The Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show. You can vote up at BobbyBones.com, our end of year awards. So if you're bored today at work, you're grinding it out, got a little senioritis, a little Christmasitis, we're like, oh, I just can't wait to get away. BobbyBones.com's got a lot up there. You go vote. Look at pictures. You can see the top five Instagram posts of the year from the show. All kinds of stuff to keep you entertained. The Bobby Bones Show. We're going to go. Thank you guys for hanging out with us here on Monday. And tomorrow we'll be here. We'll be here again. And Dolly Parton will be on the show tomorrow. We'll talk about her getting a Grammy nomination for Jolene again this year with Pentatonix. So Dolly Parton tomorrow. Another new show tomorrow. Thank you guys for being here today. BobbyBones.com. You can check out the end of the year awards. You can also check out the Bobbycasts if you're bored as the Christmas break goes along and you haven't heard. I talked to a lot of celebrities and a lot of stars and a lot of songwriters from my house. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. The Bobby Bones Show. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.